This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. Have you ever had the experience of being ignored or left out? Now, this can be devastating, especially for young people who are ignored or snubbed by their peers. Being needed, belonging to a group, they're very important, not just for young people, any age. What it means is if you've been overlooked, you're not being taken seriously, you're excluded, and no one wants that. Makes us feel worthless, of no value, and no one likes to be ignored. Now, children can traumatise each other. We don't want to play with you anymore. We don't want you to be our friend. And it's really one of the saddest things that can actually happen among children. But exclusion doesn't just stop in childhood. Teenagers can be ostracised, can't they? So can you relate to that? Maybe you weren't cool enough. Maybe you were not perceived as being successful enough or not good enough to count. I think we need to be aware that we are not ignoring others because they're different or because the way they dress. And now some young people, they ignore old people or because of the way they look. And others can be ignored because of the colour of their skin. And there are many reasons. And we don't always know that we might inflict hurt on somebody else. It's like the poem I saw written by a young girl who tragically committed suicide. And she felt ignored. This is what she wrote. "The greatest pain in life is not to die, but to be ignored," she said. "To lose the person you love so much to another who doesn't care at all. To have someone that you care for throw a party and not to tell you about it. Your favourite person on earth forgets to invite you to his graduation. To have people think that you don't care. To be left in the dust after somebody else's achievements. To never get a call from a friend to say hi. And when you show someone your innermost thoughts and they laugh in your face. For friends are always too busy to console you. And when you need someone to lift your spirits, there's no one there. Life is full of pain. But does it get better? Will people ever care about each other and make time for each other? Each of us has a part to play in this great show we call life. We've got a duty to mankind to tell our friends that we love them. If you don't care about your friends, you will not be punished. You will simply be ignored and forgotten, as you have done to others." That was written by a girl who tragically committed suicide. So it's a very sad statement because she was ignored by the people that she loved. Perhaps if the people that surrounded her had shown a little more love and paid her attention, that girl's death could have been prevented. And I have a feeling that there are many people of all ages who feel ignored and forgotten. I heard the rather quaint saying, "Love me if you will, hate me if you must, but for God's sake, don't ignore me." In other words, there's nothing worse than being excluded or unwanted. A woman who was active in a church told her about a man in tattered clothes stood begging at the corner of her work. And she saw him every day when she started this job. She passed by. And after a while, he wasn't there anymore. And the people in her office were talking about this beggar. "Well, he used to be there," the woman said. "He's not there. I know. I walk by that corner every morning." And her co-workers insisted he was still there. And so she walked to the corner, watching to see if that beggar was there. And she was shocked to find the same man in the same place asking for help. So the next day she left home early and stopped to talk to him on the way to her work. And she learned that he was down on his luck, that he once worked in an office not far from her, and that he'd faced some awful experiences. And at the end of the talk, she opened her wallet and pulled out a $10 note. And the man refused to take it. He said, "No, it was just good to talk with you. That's the best thing you could give me." She had ignored him until she thought about it, and she felt rebuked. He didn't want the money. He just wanted someone to talk to. So if you this morning feel forgotten, unwanted, remember what the Bible says. And this is a tremendous verse of Romans 8, verse 16. We are God's children. That means we belong to God. We are never excluded. The psalmist said, "Praise be to God, who has not rejected my prayer or withheld his love for me. Never will I leave you," God says, "and he will not leave you or forget you." Thank you, Lord. These are wonderful promises. We thank you that we are not alone. You do not ignore or forget us. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.